In a world of podcasts, one rises in the night to destroy them all. The elder god in an ocean of noise, the Cthulhu of the airwaves. This is Spoiler Country.
Start with two.
And then gave her three more.
All right, so we're already recording. We're going local. Welcome back to Spoiler Country. I'm Kendrick. That is Johnny. That is Mr. Prince joining us today. Steve Prince has a really cool Kickstarter cooking off. Actually, it's already kicked off. We're getting ready for it to end this Thursday, August 10th. Go check out Monster Matador, as Mr. Prince likes to say. Steve, give us the elevator, man. Tell us what this is all about and why people need to get there.
Matador versus Kaiju. That's really what you need to know.
That's brilliant, though.
I mean, if that doesn't, I just tabled at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, nice.
And my normal pitch is post-apocalyptic Kaiju throwdown about a matador that fights monsters to make a better world for his daughter. And by the time I got it out, people were like walking past the table. And at some point, I'm just like, you know, Matador versus Kaiju. And people would just stop. So
that's all you need.
It's Mad Max meets Godzilla with a dose of Santo and telenovelas thrown in there. It's wild. It's wacky. It's crazy. It is literally a matador that fights Kaiju monsters. People ask me, are there anime swords? There are no anime swords. There are no giant robots. There are no superheroes. There are no superpowers. It is a matador who fights Kaiju monsters. And that's where it just gets crazy.
Does he have the whole regalia?
He's got the whole thing, the cape, the sword, you know, the golden suit. And, you know, part of the thing about a matador, here we go. There he is.
Oh, nice.
Ramon Alejandro Estevez Guerrero. Part of the thing about a matador, you know, when he's fighting a bull, I mean, if you've ever seen a bull, they're huge, right?
Yeah.
And they are, you do not want to mess with a bull. They're intense and ferocious and they're just beasts. And, you know, what a matador does is they have to hit that one spot. They've got to find that sweet spot because you don't have time to fight a bull for, you know, an hour or whatever and just, you know, keep going at it. You take that and just extrapolate it onto a larger scale.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find that sweet spot. And part of the fun is he's joined by other monster fighters. He's joined by people in small towns that are attacked by monsters. And part of the crazy fun is figuring out just how the hell he's going to fight these things. So
does he travel from town to town like Kung Fu?
Yeah, he kind of travels. So we started off in Guatemala, and he's fighting this monster called the Volagante.
Mm-hmm.
And the Volagante is a Mothra-like creature.
Okay.
But the twist is that she's got thousands of little kids with her. So this is the opening splash from the first issue. Matador is being carried over some ruins, and you see her little kids there.
That's cool.
So he's got to fight her and all these other kids, and he's joined forces with this ragtag group of locals to fight it, and that's where the adventure begins. And then in our second book, which closes off Volume 1, which is our Volume 1 collection, it's called Afropocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's recruited by these mysterious fighters from South Africa, this mysterious woman who's recruiting the great monster fighters across the globe to hunt an ancient evil in South Africa that is infecting humans and animals with a zombie virus. So it's a kaiju that also infects people with a zombie virus. So it's matador versus zombies versus kaiju. So each time we do a book, each time we do a story, you know, we like to add like a little twist to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And this one was written during just as COVID kind of hit.
Yeah.
And so the theme of it became like, how do you fight a virus, right? How do you fight something that you can't even and that's where that came out of. And in our new storyline, which is on Kickstarter right now, Once Upon Some Monsters in Mexico, the Matador goes back home to Mexico to be reunited with his daughter, just as the Mega Racha strikes Mexico City. And the Mega Racha is a giant Godzilla-sized cockroach. And he's got to fight this thing. He's joined by a group of monster-fighting luchadors, which his exploits have inspired to fight monsters. He has to go out there. He has to face his greatest fear, which are cockroaches, as we learn in the book. And he has to overcome that in order to stand up to the Mega Racha. And then from there, we're going to take a journey across Mexico, where he's going to fight a cartel that controls chupacabras. And we're going to open up the mythology of the world, and it's just going to get wilder and crazier from there. So each piece, each story is like peeling back an onion, and it just gets wilder and wilder. And it's a matador who fights monsters. That's it.
That's awesome.
That's all you got to know.
That sounds like so much fun. Where did the idea come from?
I've always been kind of interested in the whole kind of iconography of matadors.
Yeah.
My grandfather's side of the family is Spanish. And speaking of the history, in our volume one collection, we actually have a study guide.
Oh, cool.
That was written by Dr. Teresa Rojas, which details the history of bullfighting, which actually goes back all the way to ancient Roman times, interestingly enough.
That's crazy.
That's cool. You can learn something too.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a way to kind of sneak into libraries, I guess I was told. So we'll
see. Show a little history, get into the library.
Yeah, and she's going to teach it. She teaches. She's a professor at Modesto College, and she's going to teach it in her class. So there you go.
That's
it's
awesome.
Educational. But I've always been interested in the iconography, and there's a Peter Sellers movie called The Bobo, in which he plays a singing matador, and it's a comedy, obviously, but I had just watched it, and I was sitting around sketching, and I was sketching a matador, and the name just popped into my head, Monster Matador.
It's actually brilliant. I'm almost
I
haven't seen this in the past. You know what I mean?
It's wild because I came up with it, and it's one of those just lucky things that you're like, oh, someone must have done this, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just so obvious, and no one did it.
Yeah.
No one, I mean,
can't find it anymore.
And I held it, you know, I held on to it until things were in a place to do it. And we finally got it off the ground. And
what came first, title or idea?
The title. Like I said, it's one of those things where like, you kind of hit on something like that, and it's just luck. It's just pure luck, because monster. I mean, you don't even have to think too hard about what to do with the book. You know, it's pretty much there. But the first iteration I did an 8-page story, just like a little zine that I wrote and drew, and it was actually more slapstick. It was more Three Stooges inspired.
Yeah.
As I was kind of thinking about it more, I was like, well, this doesn't really have legs. Like, it's funny and it's cute, and maybe it's a fun, like, you know, 5-minute gag. But then I started thinking about it more, and the story kind of evolved into what it is today.
I love it. Let's see if we can actually bring it up on Kickstarter and give people a chance to actually see. I mean, you're obviously, you've already made your goal.
Oh, we need more. Awesome. We need more.
Oh yeah, always no. You always need more.
Yeah.
You always need more.
Yeah.
So And that's, yeah, that's not being greedy. That's just, you want to, no, yeah, see volume two, yeah, come, yeah, out.
Yeah. So, but it's funny because the second issue is already done.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
One of the things I've tried to do with all my Kickstarter, and we have done, this is for volume one.
This is for volume one. This, yeah, is August.
This was the last.
Yeah. It's the last one.
Yeah. It's
that's the last one. Well, let's, yeah, just, oh, let's not start a project. We can start a project together. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Monster Matador.
But I do have, we do have the books done.
This one right here?
Nope. The top one. Once Upon Some Monsters in Mexico. Yeah.
I don't know why I was looking at the other one.
There it is.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
But,
all,
yeah,
right.
So you see, yeah, there you go. So, and you know, we have the project done before we launch. It's important because I want people to know that they're going to get the book.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big part of me too. I had to have it, got to have it done. I don't like going in and they're telling me, "Oh, we need money to finish off the art, or we need, you know," and it's like, "Oh, you're not, I."
Yeah, it's tricky too. And also, our artist Fabio Alves, our colors Alex Zeff, I mean, you can see just by how it looks, by the art, they are both incredibly talented.
Yeah.
No,
this looks amazing. Look at that.
Yes. Yeah.
I love his look.
Yeah, Fabio, you know, he draws him so serious.
Yeah, I love it.
And I always tell people I write the book almost like a comedy, but like Fabio takes it so seriously that it creates this just wild and wacky tone to it.
Well, the juxtapose of comedy and serious art can be really, really good, especially when the subject matter can be written either way.
Right.
You know? So you get this like this serious tone, and when you get through it, I think that creates kind of rabid fans for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it
especially
definitely
when it
works
like this.
Yeah, yeah, and one of the things is, you know, it's important for me to have Fabio and Alex actually draw the whole book, so that's why I always try to have it done in advance because I need to fit in their schedules.
Yeah,
and we've been lucky. I mean, they've done the whole run so far.
Oh, well, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, these are the luchadors. They're led by Dr. Destructor, who is an actual doctor. He's a doctor and a luchador.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Luchador.
Dr. Destructor. Yeah. Dr.
Destructor. I love it.
And there's Senorita Sangre in the back over there.
This one right here?
Yeah. And Turbo Gigante.
Who's this guy?
I don't remember. there's so many names.
You gotta have menu.
I gotta look it up.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Look at this cover.
Yeah, this cover is amazing.
Dude, is that cover A?
That's cover A, yeah.
Dang. Yeah. 2510 Press, is that yours?
Yeah, that's mine, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great name. What is that? Does that?
It's just my... just my address where I grew up.
That's awesome. It works though.
That's a great idea. Everyone's like, what does that mean? That has to mean something. I'm like,
it's 2112. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know, 2 and 5 and 10, you know, when the stars align and Jupiter
it's actually October 2025. Yeah. Something big happened with Monster Matador.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Got our pitch. And these are our preview pages. So he's kind of back in Mexico here. His daughter really wants to learn how to be a matador. And he's
just
like,
doing it with an actual bowl. Like for him, bowl must be like nothing now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, realistically, you would not have a 10-year-old train with an actual bowl. But it adds a height, you know, for storytelling purposes, you know, you take some liberties and this is basically, you know, what you said here is, you know, he's talking to her about what bullfighting is and what it means to him and why he feels like she'll never be ready. And here's this bull charging him and he kind of. Yeah.
Oh my God. How much did your artist study bullfighting to, cause these look really good.
Yeah. You know, Fabio is, you can throw anything at that guy and he just knocks it out of the park.
I mean, that looks classic right here.
Yeah. Yeah. He does these fantastic. What I love about it is, right here, he just kind of like taps the bull. He just,
yeah, you know, right here.
So, yeah. What I love about it is he'll just kind of find these moments and he'll just do these almost iconic poses, you know, like in the middle of the battle, he'll just have the matador pose in that way. And it's just like, it's so cool.
Really good.
Yeah, it adds like a weight to everything.
Does it make you change any of your story that you're like, oh, I don't think I wrote good enough for this, I need to make some changes?
No, you know, it's funny, he doesn't speak English, he speaks Portuguese, and I you know, I don't speak Portuguese. I didn't realize in the beginning that he didn't speak English, because, you know, he uses the translator and it's pretty good. But we're at a point now where we've worked together for a few years, and My scripts are, I write full scripts, but they're loose enough that he has room in there.
Yeah.
To play, you know?
Yeah.
And I trust him, and I know what he's capable of, and I know what he likes to draw. So I'll definitely kind of, now when I'm writing scripts, I have in mind, like, you know, I know Fabio doesn't want to do just like pages and pages of people talking, you know?
Right.
So that's why our books are really like action packed, you know.
Yeah.
He likes horror, so we kind of like this scene coming up here. We kind of build this tension. We have this kind of slow kind of start, and everyone's kind of getting together, and then we sort of build this tension until the monster, as you'll see, rises. We introduce this father and son here that are going to be in an integral part of the story. They're going to intersect with the matador story.
Yeah, the art and the coloring. I love the color.
Yeah, it's beautiful. She's Alex is. She just gets better and better.
She was on the what was the name of that book from
Source Point?
Yeah, it was from Source. Yeah, called the Dracula book.
Rise of Dracula. Yeah. So, yeah, and the art.
Oh, Dracula the woman, right?
Yeah, the artist on that, Puis Calzada, did a variant cover for us. He's doing another cover for us. So here, yeah, you've got the cockroaches coming in, and everybody's freaking out. The rumble, and
rumble.
Here comes the Megaracha.
Oh, that's cool looking.
There it is. That's awesome.
And it's, I mean, Fabio's such a great storyteller too. He, you know, he really kind of
is he on a skateboard?
Does some nice storytelling. Yes.
Because I see.
So he doesn't have legs.
Yeah.
He doesn't have legs, so it's an electric skateboard, and the kid's on a bike.
Go, don't look back. That is awesome, Steve.
That is really cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. We try to put little things in there. So this is, so these here at the bottom there that you're seeing, this is from the first book, Tango of the Matadors.
Oh, gotcha. So you're seeing something. So you get an idea.
Yeah. So we're just, we're just going back and being like, here's what you missed in volume one if you didn't see it.
Yeah.
This is Afropocalypse, which was our, like I said, it was our love letter to Predator. This cast photo is based on the Predator cast photo.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
I was a huge Predator fan growing up, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you love Predator, you'll love that book.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like with Fabio, so there's this big guy who's about 300 pounds in there, and
this guy?
I'd sent Fabio a reference, and it was, I think it was like, the guy kind of looked like Wesley Snipes or something, you know? Uh-huh. And Fabio came back with that. And I'm like, yeah, why not? You know? so he adds a lot, you know, and I give him a lot of space to kind of do his thing.
The Burt Reynolds,
this is,
man.
This is the variant cover. So I'm sure, as you know, boobs are huge on Kickstarter. So we thought we'd kind of take it in another direction.
Yeah. I love it.
I mean, that's Burt Reynolds all the way, man. Yeah. That's perfect.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
And then we did the Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's cool looking.
Yeah.
All I see, if there's ever like a movie off of this or a TV show, I see Pedro Pascal, you know?
Okay, that's it's funny because
reminds me of him.
He's got the mustache. It's funny because at cons, people walk by the table like, I want to see this movie. I'm like, that's great, but like I got the book right now, and they're like, yeah, I don't read. Like, really?
Oh my god, this is why we're going downhill, man.
Yeah, right. It's so funny. Shot glasses we've got to have
tequila in there, right?
Yeah. We've got t-shirts. This one is based off of a different variant cover, which we did the That's Beastie cool. Boys homage.
Yeah,
really cool.
That's cool. I like that one.
I like the homages. That's a great idea.
It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. We've got some cool ones coming up for the next campaign. So,
get those. Well, there you guys go.
Awesome, an awesome book, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we got some rewards, and we have some available rewards still. So we got the gracias, right? Just $2, just to say. Yeah, and you still get the mat. You still get number one as a PDF, right?
Yeah.
And then the digital for $5, which is great. And then what else is issue one for 12?
Yeah, and it's 31 pages of story. So
nice.
That's good.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine's going to be like 24. So.
I don't see over 30 very often. Yeah, I try. Yeah. It's just,
I love the El Ramon variant.
Yeah,
I pledged on this.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pledge on? I got to check because if I did I pledged on this, I think I did that. But now I want this variant. I want the and then the Monster Busters variant. I love it. And then tequila. So you get. What do you get with
the shot glass in the book? Yeah.
In the book. $20. That's not a bad deal at all.
Yeah.
And then the digital catch up. So you get a catch up with everything.
Yeah. And the paperback is 184 pages. So it's not small.
Oh, wow.
That's a good size book, too. Yeah.
And it's got a bonus. It's got a bonus story that's not in the single issues.
Nice. L t-shirt. So you got there's still a lot of rewards left for people to get out, get onto Kickstarter, check out Monster Matador, and give us a pledge because that'll be good.
That will be good.
Buy all the things. Buy all the things.
Pledge
get all of them, and then just you'll be happy.
Yeah, you'll be happy. Wow, this is awesome.
I'll be happy.
Yeah. Well, everyone. Why would you? Everyone's gonna be happy. Just do it.
Everyone will be happy.
Holy crap.
We have so that triple signed hardcover, that book plate went to Brazil and Mexico and back.
Wow. To get it signed. So
that's the only time all three of us have ever signed.
And you get it only $65. I mean, the shipping alone must have cost you a pretty penny.
Yes, shipping to Brazil is
not cheap.
Is well,
my ex-wife was from Brazil, from Recife, and my sister-in-law is from Recife as well.
Okay,
and which is Pernambuco. Which is, if you're looking at Brazil, it's the it's the easternmost tip.
Okay,
and sending anything down there or getting things sent back is
it takes forever.
It takes forever, and it's expensive.
Yes. And then we've got then we've got original art. Fabio draws the book completely digital.
Yeah.
So this is the only original art from Fabio of Monster Matador. Are these
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, each campaign I try to have him do something for people that like original art.
So original art A and B. So there's differences in these two?
Yeah, you can see the differences in the headshots. They're kind of
okay, cool. Original RC, dude.
Nice.
Oh my God. You got so many rewards for people to go in there, get in there, yeah. And you're gonna find something. That's the point. You're gonna find something that you're gonna want.
Yeah. And then you got the big one right there.
Yeah.
If you want everything.
You get comics, variants, collections, original monster Matador sketch, card from variant cover artist Tony Donnelly. Yeah. This is good stuff. Yeah. And then the early birds are they're gone quick.
Yeah.
Early bird tequila. I love it. Steve, this is awesome.
Thanks, Ron.
I can't wait to see this out. And I'm going to make sure, because if I don't have it, it's going to be on mine tonight.
All right.
And get the, I'm doing the pledge. I'm telling you right now. I'm doing
the Burt Reynolds cover.
I got to do the Burt Reynolds cover. That is just, that's too much. It's like, it just cracks me up.
And he did. I love that he did the skull too. Monster skull.
Yeah. That's great. That's so great.
Awesome. So this Thursday, August 10th, 2023 is your deadline. So I would suggest getting to Kickstarter. Just do a quick search. We'll have it down below. So you can click on the link and just go there directly. If you're listening on the podcast, just remember Kickstarter, Monster Matador, great title, easy to remember. There's no way you can't forget this. And I think you'll regret it if you don't get in on it now, because once it's gone, you're gonna have to find Steven somewhere else.
That's get right. That play. I don't get out much.
So. Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your wares and telling us about Monster Matador. I seriously, good luck with this and then obviously this one's already, what's the word I'm looking for?
Funded.
Thank you.
There you go.
Gotcha, buddy. Thank you. Those short words get me. This one already funded. So you guys, it's going to get out there into the wild, but you know, if you want to get these cool covers, these insane different prices, do it now. Yeah. Don't be late.
Spaghetti!